Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. Well, hello, everyone. Today is Monday, and as we head into a new week, I just wanted to give you five phrases that you can repeat to yourself as you get ready to head into this week. And I just want to invite you to listen to these and also repeat them. And I also want you to pay attention. If you hear these phrases and then you start hearing something else that you want to add on to it, I want you to think of that as a journal entry. I want you to try to remember that. And the next time you're able to record a voice memo or open up your journal, I want you to use that as a prompt to keep writing. I've been talking a lot about journaling lately. It's been something that has been such a gift in my own life, and I'll make sure I put in the show notes a link to a video that I recently did on social media called A Case for Journaling, because I truly believe that amidst all the things that go through our head, whether it's positive or whether it's something that we're trying to work through, I truly believe that having a safe space that we can talk these things out is so valuable, and journaling can really be one of those places. So yeah, that's just a little ad for journaling. Now on to these five phrases that I want to share with you that you can repeat to yourself as you start this week. Number one, I will give energy to what I need to give energy to, and I will rest where I need to rest. Number two, I am allowed to ask for help, even for the things that I feel like I should be able to handle myself. I may not know what lies ahead, but I know that I am still free to create. Number 4 of 5. I will have gratitude for the little things, even while I wait for the bigger things to fall in place. And number 5, years from now, I will look back and I will find that I was growing in ways I could not see at the time. I hope that in the space of those five phrases, whether you were able to repeat them or not, that images, maybe there were images that popped in your mind. Maybe when I said the word create, you've been thinking about something that you have been wanting to create this week. Or maybe when I said allow to ask for help, you thought about an area where it's been very hard for you to ask for help. I hope that with those images that came to mind, that you're able to take them with you to your journal or to a safe space where you can go deeper into thinking about how you can approach this week in an all new way. And it doesn't have to be a big grand way where suddenly it's that part of a movie where the whole character's life just changes. Maybe that is that week for some people, but if it's not that week for you, that is absolutely okay. I share these phrases knowing that there is a whole lot more that could be added to this list, but I just wanted to put these few words out there as a way for you to prepare to breathe deep and face this week ahead. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. What are you hoping happens this week? Thank you so much for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.